God, we praise you. We praise you that you came, and when you came, you brought hope, you brought peace, and you brought joy. And we thank you. We welcome you into this place so that we can reflect on the gifts that you brought when you came to us on Christmas.
Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
The Christmas story is all about God making a way where there did not appear to be a way. Using a virgin to bring the Son of God into this world. When they had no place, Mary and Joseph, no place to stay, God made a way, providing a manger. When Herod, finding out that there had been a king born, decreed that all the children under two should be killed, God made a way. And so may the Lord give you eyes to see the way forward. Even in the midst of grief, as we were reminded this morning, may the Lord give you eyes to see the way forward. The Lord also brings to mind that promise in 2 Corinthians that when you are tempted, He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but will always provide a way out. And so I just believe that there are some who in the battle against sin are feeling it heavy and wonder if the promise of the Lord that there is a way out in the midst of temptation is really true. So may the Lord give you eyes to see the way out in the midst of temptation, that you might have victory. Victory over the sin that so easily entangles. May the Lord give eyes to see the way in which He is working and the way out of sin. Let's continue to worship.
You are high within our hearts, high.
So Jesus, we give you the highest praise this morning. We give you the highest honor. We give you the highest glory. There is no one who compares. You are high and exalted and lifted up. And within our hearts and within our minds, we lift you high. You are enthroned in the heavens. You are the rightful ruler of all. We acknowledge you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we lift your name high, not because you need it, but because it is our only response to you. The way maker, the one who came lowly but is lifted high today. We praise you, we glorify you, we exalt you together this morning. And we ask that you would be by your Spirit, Jesus, the one who speaks to our hearts, that you would welcome us into your mission, but also encourage us with the fact that you are the promise maker and the promise keeper. Speak, Holy Spirit, through your word, I pray, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. 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 Thank you. You may be seated, and as you are